Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation never on the rocks, but you straight up no chase. I'm your boy C4. We back again with another episode, and our bartender back in the building.
Hi, you guys. Everybody's favorite bartender, Champagne.
Easy.
Did you miss me?
Always miss you.
Feel like I've been off work like a disability patient.
We missed a few episodes, but we back on it. Back at it.
Back cracking. Rolling.
Yeah, like you never left.
Back cracking. And we got a special guest today with all the energy. Auntie in the building.
Yeah, Auntie. What's up, y'all?
Super energy.
What's the deal?
Okay.
We here. We have a conversation. So, there's a few things I wanted to talk about, but I want to hit on your business first because, you know, we got to keep it business.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell everybody what you do and let's get into that.
Yeah. I do a lot of shit. You feel me? I do a lot of shit. But you probably talking about, you know, you feel me, Auntie, celebrity hairstylist. You feel me? I work for Zeus full time. All day, all night. You feel me? On my feet, on my toes, ankles, swole. But yeah, you feel me? Shout out Batty. Shout out everybody. Shout out Jocelyn Hernandez. Everybody, you know I'm in that thing.
So you work for Zeus, the network?
The network, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you don't work for a specific show. You work for the network.
Nah, ain't no specific show. Ain't no specific person. I mean, people request me, but it's Zeus. You feel me? It's Zeus all day, every day. Here.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You do like the cast and stuff.
The cast here, yep.
Okay, that's fire.
Yeah.
Girl, so you bringing Ellie to life this season?
You know what? I have done Ellie here before, but I don't do Ellie here right now, but yeah.
Ellie, I think you better check in. The real LA bitches are requesting.
Oh,
check in.
Oh, what Ellie say? I run LA.
She run LA. Like,
she
for
run LA.
You're here.
Right.
Might be running about it.
What we doing?
I'm joking.
But you feel me? I'm laying shit. I'm slaying shit. Baby hairs and all that. You feel me?
I'm glad to know. I'm babying right now.
Now I know you're responsible for helping because I feel like it's another network. I ain't gonna say the name of that network, but I feel like it's the baby step network. And it's like as soon as you get to the other network, it's like somebody finally grew that wig down for you.
But you know what, the network you probably talking about, they probably got to do their own shit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, they like, their own it shit.
Looks
like
budget.
That. Like, it's all about the.
Is like, I like to know that they're putting that a part of a budget because
of course
I'm highly invested in the female presence in the social world.
Yeah,
and like sometimes it's like, why the fuck y'all ain't get that girl here?
Invest in your shit
invest in the people that's making you the money.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm.
Cause who finna watch your show if the wig's looking raggedy?
Right, they
if y'all wig looking raggedy, who gonna watch your shit?
You feel me?
I ain't trying to see no lace front lifting, no baby hair slipping.
Girl, no fucking parts that just start. They don't got no edges in front of them.
Them Tyler Perry wigs.
Oh God, like every day of the week.
So but what we doing? We ain't doing that.
To know that. That's good.
That's
yeah, hilarious. Shout out Zeus. You feel me? I appreciate y'all. Y'all paying me. I love it.
Yeah,
run it up.
How long you been doing hair?
Hit all my life, nigga. 3 years old, I was doing individuals. The fuck, nigga?
At three?
He was one of the little kids that went viral.
Come on now.
Three? I swear to God, 3 years old, I gave my mama individuals. What we talking about?
Okay, I get you.
Yeah, my mama. Actually getting paid as an income, middle school. I was buying my Jordans. You feel me? Had all the Jordans.
You was big hustling.
Braiding up the Latinos.
Blading hair on lunch at the table.
Yep, Latinos.
This is black. Half your head today. We live nowhere near each other. So I'm going to finish the other half tomorrow on lunch. I've been in them seats. I didn't ask.
They was pulling up to the house after school.
Period.
We'll walk to my house after school. I'm gonna get you right in the kitchen.
Period.
That's what I'm here for.
It's fire.
Hustling.
It's fire.
Big hustling.
High school.
Middle school.
Damn, yeah, I'm thinking school. High school.
Nah,
middle school.
Let's go back to middle school.
I believe it though. My sister did my hair for forever, and she started doing my hair when she was in like seventh grade.
Period.
On some YouTube shit. Like, I'm like, I want my hair like this. You think if you watch this video, you could do it? So you one of them girls.
Is she still doing hair today?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you she laying shit.
Like, she's like advanced. Like,
yeah.
She techniques that people think they just discovered. It'd be like. Nah, if you been doing
hair. Box braids was dookie braids. What's the fuck a box braid? It's dookie braids.
No, they used to call it underhand braids. Remember? Because that's how you used to put the knot at the bottom.
All that.
Like, oh, you know how to underhand braid or outside braid? And that's what I'm like.
It's all the same shit, just new names. New names. That's all it is.
That shit sound like Spanish.
I was about to say, C4 looking like, here we go.
It sound like Spanish.
Here we go.
I'm here for it.
Catch up.
I'm listening.
Catch up.
I know when y'all say box braid, dookie braids, I know all the terms, but it's like y'all got... Y'all more into it. I don't know. I start talking about some shit. Y'all probably be like, what? So I'm letting it soak. That's it. I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Our opening shot.
Yeah. This the looser upper because
you
know,
I'm. You got a little horn.
I'm not above you. I'm below you. I'm right with you.
Right
here with y'all.
Ooh.
Get a little hate.
Ooh. I'm sorry, y'all. I cannot do that.
It's smooth though.
It drunk is. Grazy Monte is real smooth. But I just cannot get too drunk too fast today.
It's smooth. It's not that Casa Amigo taste. It's not that Don Julio taste.
Casa.
It's.
We don't do no Casa.
I can't drink Casamigos. You can drink Casamigos.
Hell no.
I can't.
Recently, I found out they changed the ingredient.
I don't care. Whatever ingredients it is.
Wait, so Casamigos changed the ingredients?
They changed the ingredients. It does taste a lot better. I will give them that. But
so they got a new batch.
Yeah, it's not as, ugh. You feel me? That when it first came out.
They already fucked me up when with it, so I ain't trying to go
within 30 seconds of it being on my bottom fucking lip, I would be in the bathroom gagging.
Yeah, constantly.
Every song.
Why did everybody hype it up?
Me.
Why they hype it up like that?
You know what I think it did? I think that a lot of times people don't realize that shit be a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that people forget that, like, the world is a filming studio.
Right.
And so they get caught up in, like, oh, these people was drinking this. This celebrity was drinking this.
Yep.
Oh, I saw such and such get bottle service of this.
Yep.
It's like, 9 times out of 10, when you see a celebrity get certain bottle services, that's promo. You feel me?
It's
like,
sponsored.
That's sponsored. So yeah. It's like you seen your favorite celebrities drinking this drink, and then you like, oh, I want to drink that too. I want to see how it tastes. And then you don't even like it. You just getting it.
Trash.
It's the popular thing to do. A bitch like me, bitch, it would be a water day if all y'all got is Casamigos.
Yeah, I'm going home sober.
Hey, Charmaine, I'm fucking with the Casamigos.
I'm going home sober. Right.
I'll be enjoying myself.
Casa, I don't know why they pumped that up like that, but shit.
I don't know. It's a couple of them, though. It's a couple of them that you could drag me out to the street. Stuff.
They call it Casa Frico. I guess bitches get freaky off of it.
They be doing too much with it, though.
Because they be blacked out from drinking terrible liquor.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a whole bunch of ditties out here.
Uh-oh.
Bunch of ditties out. No, that's the ditty drink. No, I'm saying.
And Casamigos, I'm mad about that because that's drunk. One of my other favorites.
DeLeon, right?
I love a DeLeon.
DeLeon, I used to be on that shit. I used to be on that shit. I don't buy it no more, though.
You think?
Because I wish a nigga would.
Let me say this.
I wish a nigga would.
If you drop a celebrity
promoter
from the brand, it's going to live with you.
Fuck all that.
That's just that.
You ain't coming in my house. Now, you know, dog. What is called? What I say?
Frico.
DeLeon.
DeLeon.
DeLeon ain't coming in my house. Canceled.
So if a nigga show up to your house and be like, I got this DeLeon, what's up?
Nah, we ain't doing that.
You got to go.
We ain't doing that.
Just buy something else.
Yeah.
Simple.
Period. No. I ain't even seen that shit in the store.
Me neither.
I have not seen that shit. And the bottle was cute. You feel me? It was a unique bottle. It had the top with the... Fuck all that, though. Mm. Shit canceled. It's 2024.
I believe in it. Okay, so you believe in the cancel culture?
Hell yeah.
Who else is canceled?
Megan. The motherfucking the stallion.
Let's get into
bitch.
It.
Megan is canceled. Damn.
The bitch is canceled.
Why?
Because why the fuck you lying, bitch?
Are you talking about Tory Lanez?
About Tory Lanez.
Can we cuss on here?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, shit,
bitch.
You already been lying this whole time. I mean, cussing this whole time.
I'm sorry.
13.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you good.
So you,
you good.
You know that's crazy. Huh?
Hey, I don't
know. That's your bitch, huh? That's your bitch, huh?
You like a bitch.
Hey!
But I don't get caught up in rap bitch beach. I don't get caught up in rap bitch beach because what did I just tell you? The world is a stage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Everybody is in a film studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't there. I don't know.
Right.
But I will say this. That bitch orchestrated her shit. And I have been using that exact verbiage this whole time.
Orchestrated.
She orchestrated her shit perfectly. Like, girl, good job. Like, whether she's lying, whether whoever she covering up for or whatever... She is playing.
We gonna see it.
She's still making her money, though.
They got a video of what really happened.
They did, but I ain't never seen the drop.
Yeah, they said
we ain't never seen. Where's that? Who got the link?
They say that they have like the video of her limping from the car.
Yeah, they got the whole. Somebody got the whole thing. Like,
fuck all that. Who got the video that the bitch got shot?
Yeah, somebody.
How can it be a video?
They said somebody has seen them come out and somebody fall. Somebody was. Whack 100 shit, but you know how that go.
I feel like she covering enough for her homegirl. I feel like
but do
the
you
home
think, okay, so let's get
she
into
asked for
it.
Immunity though, so definitely let's get into if you ain't do shit, you ain't supposed to die. What you gonna ask for immunity for? Yeah,
let's get.
But yeah, let's get back into this though.
So you Jesus. Are YouTube girly?
YouTube girly in a building. Yeah. What's poppin'? What we talking about? Champagne.
She got that deposit check. You feel me? That motherfucker sound better than Cash App, huh?
Ching.
Period.
What okay. The fuck is that?
So, what's your YouTube channel?
What was that?
I got a YouTube channel, Auntie AUNTIEEE. Y'all know what the fuck going on, nigga.
Yeah. What you doing there? You be talking shit.
No, I don't talk shit. You feel me? I got my rap shit on there, though. You feel me? I be outside all day, every day. Studio vibes.
Okay,
you feel me?
Here.
Rap hair, podcast. Shout out Ladies Night. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh.
I like that. I got to come on
later. LL Barbie. Yeah. Shout out my girls. Wow. I love y'all.
Hello.
Hello. How we doing?
Hey, you keep your energy is crazy.
Don't say nothing to us. How about your face? We've been doing that for like a whole year. It's been a year. It's been over a whole year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many episodes are there?
We encourage you to start doing that.
Like 80, 60.
Dang.
I don't know.
In a year, that's pretty good.
Yeah, every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. Ace Boy cool. Pun channel. Y'all know what's up. Go
I love Pun. Okay,
yeah.
We
stream on Pun channel.
I love Pun. Okay. That's
Ace Boys
that's
Worldwide. Exciting. Y'all feel me? Every Friday, bitches come through. Throw it back.
The Yam Cam.
Throw it back for a real nigga. Why not?
Yam Cam.
Why the fuck not, nigga? You gotta come through on Friday. Come through on a Friday.
I'll probably be available on some come Fridays. These last couple of Fridays, I've been having like a weekly party that I bartend. But I don't think I'm gonna be a bartender no more. So.
Okay, I like your vibe. Hit me up.
Come be your bartender.
Yeah, all right. When you ready to pull up to Ace Boys Worldwide, you feel me? Come through. We got the Yam Cam.
Yeah, I know y'all can be.
You can throw a back shot, baby. Don't do that.
Throw the shot back.
No, I've been doing Wild Boys over there for a long time, girl. They would be having me probably a little bit too late. I don't know. We're gonna see. I'm gonna stress you.
Yeah. Hit me whenever you want to pull up. We're gonna go together. You feel me?
Okay, so that's cool. So
you feel me? You coming?
Have you been on Ace Boys World?
He been on Ladies Night.
Ladies Night.
Ace Boys Ladies Night.
You would be over on Ladies Night. Look at you.
What happened with the episode? I felt like you left. Which one? The one you came to? You left on some other shit. Like you were like upset or something. Let's talk about that.
I wasn't upset.
I know this show, but I got a question.
Go ahead.
Was you uncomfortable?
Why would I be uncomfortable?
In an environment. What happened? The chat want to know.
Oh, they said that?
They said, what happened to C4? He came through. He ain't never come back.
No, it was cool. It was good. It was straight.
We
premiered your video. We had some drinks.
We did.
And we chilled.
We did.
It was good.
Shout out to C4 for pulling up.
They got on me, pun called in, and talked his shit like he always do. Nonstop.
Yeah, you know, that's the punstigator. Pun gonna talk his shit always.
That nigga always talking.
That's so funny. He said some shit you didn't want to talk about.
That's because I didn't know what he was talking about at first. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
We're gonna be on a whole different vibe.
How do both y'all being in like the forefront industry of like people minding y'all business? How do y'all be handling that?
Listen, you just can't give a fuck. You can't give a fuck about what nobody gotta say. Cause fuck whatever. Whoever. Right. You feel me? Pop your shit. Be confident.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever ran into like anybody that don't like you?
Hell yeah. They be in the chat all day talking about me.
What?
But
I'm talking about like in person.
Oh no, a bitch ain't stupid.
Cause I got a little bit of
somebody did something.
Celebrity. No, I've got into, you know, I be fucking around with like in a little battle rap world or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. Bitch, don't play with me in that motherfucking chat, because, bitch, I'll figure you out and remember you and address you next time I see you.
Yeah, you one of them.
Chat, though, Champagne?
Yeah, bitch, because if you made an account on YouTube, bitch, that means I can go click on that motherfucking comment and see your ass, right?
That's how I be feeling.
Noted.
That's how I be feeling. Noted. But, Champagne, they watching you. They liking you.
The thing I really love is, like, when you see me earlier, it was like, oh, I know you from another show or
this. Yeah.
I love that. But people really fucking hate that. Like, people be over me for that. Like, bitch, you
gotta
like,
be everywhere. Too much.
But it's like, bitch, you ain't doing nothing.
And ain't never too that much. Part. They
this,
tuning
this
in.
This bitch is doing more than me.
Ain't never too much. They tuning in on Champagne. So,
yeah,
so
Zeus,
you feel me?
Rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. But that's why I said, like, do you ever have a scenario where, like, you run into the bitches? Like, bitch, you said, it's time to be reminded. I only ask you that because you in a scenario where, like, you hang out with Pun and them.
Mm-hmm.
And they be having, like, shows. They be out in the public.
Yeah.
So, it's like, if somebody wanted to confront you, they very well would have an opportunity.
They would. Because I'll definitely be there. But I never ran into no situation in person. It's always, like, in a chat while we live. You feel me? Nobody ain't ever said, Auntie, you this, you that in person. Because, bitch, I might lose it. I might lose them. I might lose shit. You feel me? Ain't no bitch gonna say shit about me. Figmunity. Shout out Figmunity. You feel me? Whoever. You got a problem with anybody on the platform under the umbrella, it's gonna be problems.
Right.
And it's all love with Auntie. I love everybody. But bitch. What's popping?
So I watched a few of the episodes.
Uh-huh.
What's going on with you and Mark Nasty? Mark Nasty. What's going on with
that's
that? My dog. Y'all was going at each other last time I was checking. Like,
you know what? Postigator. You know what? Let's start it. Let's start it.
Oh, he's all crying. These niggas is crazy.
That's my dog. Mark Nasty, that's my dog. I knew him from way back, way back. You feel me? But now we under the umbrella together, and it's just like, it's content. It'd be a lot of content mixed with a lot of, like, emotions.
And
we all got to remember that we can't take this shit serious. We can't take this shit to the head. We got to love it. We got to embrace it. The fans love it. The fans love Mark Nasty that and Unsy. Shit, they want Unsy and Mark Nasty together so bad. You that feel me?
Oh, why you ain't did a blind date episode yet?
You know what? Y'all look,
bitch. Come on, Harvey.
You know what?
She be throwing shit.
You know what? Produce my shit, Champagne. Yeah. Hey,
Marcus, are you ready for Champagne, the director, the producer?
I got a real camera crew on my hands.
I just told her we can figure it out, but I mean, however you want to do
it. We can do it. I got editor again.
Blind date is crazy.
You ever have your balloon busting?
Okay, if you was to set up your own expectations for a blind date, like if you was going to write down the step-by-step program.
The step-by-step
program. And I'm going to deliver it to the man. Like, this is what she expecting.
Yeah.
And then he going to give you yours. What is yours going to say? Like, what are you automatically expecting?
You know what? It ain't even got to be too much.
Bitch, you better tell me what's not too much.
It ain't even got to be too much.
She said wrong answer. She has baby hair
swirl.
Right?
She got two to match right here, and she got one right here.
Yeah, like, girl, you can
hey, I got
you
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You
okay? So she was too much when you left your fucking house. I want to know what the expectations is.
Listen.
She said, don't slow down.
You get a job. You feel me? You can work at CBS. I just saw the little homie right here at Popeyes. You feel me? I'm like chicken. You feel me?
She said, you can work there and bring the date.
But no.
Okay, so you're going to fried chicken picnic?
Yeah. A nigga bring fried chicken to the picnic. That's my husband. Marry me.
Take you to the movies and he put on all the
snacks. Nigga, you got the licorice? You bought that licorice, yo, nigga? You bought the popcorn? That's all I need.
Okay,
motivation.
We get the popcorn from the friend, though, because I want my shit high.
Motivation.
I feel that kind of way when I say I'm standing there.
You're thinking on your toes like a motherfucker, because I was about to say, yeah, the popcorn. She said, hot. Yeah, make sure they hot.
We going to Carson Movie Theater. You feel me? It's dead there. Ain't nobody going to see us. You feel me? They got the kettle corn high.
She's going to be drinking. She goes, nigga, she's going to bring out the whole fifth.
We low key.
Some Hennessy, though.
Yeah.
Some Hen Dog.
She pulled out the whole fifth.
With the apple juice. We got that in with the apple juice. You put on a cognac, bitch. Don't forget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the way you say that, too. I really do. When I do my liquor menus, I never put Hennessy. I always put cognac.
You got to have on your menu cognac and apple juice. And put a real slice of apple in there.
I do. I'll fuck your head up and really show you this little drink I did.
You put an apple in there?
Let me give you the secret. Let me give you the real secret. I'm about to upgrade every fucking cocktail you make for the rest of your life. Squeeze some lime juice on the apple wedge, and it won't turn brown.
Ooh. Yeah.
Get you a real garnish going on. Yeah. Cute.
She know what she's doing.
Real corner liquor store type shit.
Literally. All ingredients out your local liquor store. They for sure got an apple because they be having that stupid ass fruit basket right there with the two red apples, the two green apples, some dead ass orange.
They got the apple. They got the Henny.
They got the Henny.
They definitely got the Henny.
You feel me?
Henny, the catch on sale, $36.99 in Rouse.
It ain't even gotta be some. It ain't even gotta be no extravagant type shit. Just pull up with the Hen Dog.
Just pull up with the Hen Dog.
It can be Kvassin. It can be Martell.
I ain't even had Martell like that.
Really?
Yeah, I ain't really.
Trust me, every bar around here, around the way.
Oh.
Pour that motherfucker in. She brought it in 2 seconds.
Dang. Okay. All right. Okay.
Because I can't afford to buy that much Hennessy, baby. I'm buying how much I'm gonna use.
So, how did you get into, like, being a professional, like...
Content creator.
Not even just a content creator, it's the hair, like... Because, you know, you started off school, and then
you pursued it.
No. I went to school, but I got a master's in social work. So I am a social worker, you feel me? But I dwell on hair. That's my passion, that's my love. But social work, that's what, that's stability. You feel me? That's, yeah, that's coming every 2 weeks. You feel me? Hair is extra. I need it all.
Right.
A bitch needs it all. A bitch independent on her own. You feel me?
City
girl,
guys.
So you went from school, and then you got into, how did you get into the professional doing it, like when it comes to like Zeus?
Networking, just me braiding, you feel me, doing hair all the time. Eventually getting to producers with Zeus, braiding all the producers' hair with Zeus, and then they got me on Zeus, you feel me? So
networking
over time, people see who did your hair, you feel me? Oh, you feel me, Ash did my hair, this her number. Hit her up.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. That's how I go. It's all about people seeing work in the streets and, oh, who did that?
Right.
That's how you gain your clientele. It's looking, observation. Your shit neat as fuck. Your parts is straight as fuck. You feel me? Because bitches out here doing parts creaking and sideways. Ain't nobody coming to you, ho.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to, like the networking part. Right.
Because
that's
why?
The only way to get there, though.
That's how you get there. That's how you get there.
Talking to people.
That is.
Talking. Okay. You feel me?
That's cool. What was your first big client?
Ooh. Vivica Fox.
You did Vivica hair?
I did Vivica.
Bitch, shout out you Vivica. Did Vivica Fox hair?
Vivica Fox, yeah. Shout out Vivica,
what?
Girl. Yep. I did Vivica a couple times.
Shout
I think this is the first time. I was just about to say.
Let's take a shot.
Go ahead, bitch. We want to pour a shot.
Yeah. Let's take a shot.
That's
You know, Vivica's
high.
Vivica's
on big boxes. Vivica. Okay.
You used to have a crush on Vivica?
Big time.
Vivica, you used to crush on bad bitches. Used to. What about now?
I don't like her no more because it's how 50 exposed who she really was.
50 exposed everybody.
I'm just saying, like, that's why I was like, oh, okay, yeah, she one of them.
All right.
Yeah. But I used to be like, oh, shit.
But I fuck with her because she is very talented. She's very successful, nice.
I think we got another one at the bottom. Yeah, I used to have a crazy crush on her. Like, damn.
That's
Vivica.
And I would forever, I would forever, like, you feel me, like, make that a fucking, like, headline, like, Vivica, I fuck with you. Like, yeah, that's my number one right there.
Okay, Vivica.
That's super dope. That's nice.
How did you end up getting in contact with her?
I got connected with Vivica through a producer at Zeus.
Okay.
She worked with her one-on-one and referred me. That's the thing. Like, you do your work, you quality work and respond. A lot of y'all young, talented hairdressers, y'all don't be responding in a timely manner. Like, be on y'all money. You feel me? You want to be successful in the hair business? Respond to your clients. It don't matter if they, you feel me, up here, they celebrities, or down here low. Respond. Get back to them. You feel me? Money is money. I don't give a fuck who hair it is. I'm responding, bitch. Yeah, right. Run it up.
And my thing is, bitch, you do hair. Bitch, they gonna be hitting you about some hair. Like, bitch, ain't that what you do?
And don't forget about your regular clientele. That's all I'm saying. That's everybody meet their hair slayed and late.
That's what's up.
Well, girl, cheers to the bigger bag.
Okay. Yeah.
That one was even smoother.
I guess I'm going to Taco Tuesday.
Ooh, it'll be there.
Yeah, it's an oxtail for me.
Oh, they got the food there too.
Okay, you might as well shout him out. Sold out.
Yeah, he's in my
shout out. Yeah, don't know where he at.
That's so funny. Shout out, sold out tacos. You know, sold out food and catering because he really do everything.
Okay, yeah. I think I know what it is.
Yeah, they food fire. Y'all know I do.
Yeah, his food is good.
Everybody's shit. I'm particular.
Yeah, his food is good.
I ain't never had no
and because I know this episode ain't gonna land right away, I can actually say that and stand on it. The food is good today. I'm sure the food gonna be good tomorrow whenever y'all see this.
You probably have to check him out.
Eat him up.
Yeah, okay. So, you from Compton?
from Compton.
You went to school in Long Beach? All your schools was in Long Beach or what?
No, I have...
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
School and comes in, I was a Longfellow, you feel me? Then
you didn't go to no Longfellow.
Nigga, I went to Longfellow in Nutty. What are you talking about?
I went to Longfellow, that's what I said.
Grew up on White Marsh. I ain't see you there. You probably was there before me.
You know.
Yeah, I thought you was.
Yeah, okay, so you started coming
first. Yeah, that's where I originated from. That's where I grew up, you feel me?
Yeah.
Rancho Dominguez, popped off a pussy.
I think Compton got the most successful people per square footage.
Yeah.
Like, the more networking I do, blows my mind when people from Compton and I don't know. Because I'm like, I know a gang of people. Like, it's still some more of you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
You knew I stayed. So
yeah, you right in on Nutty's.
Yeah.
As far as I was out here in the studio.
Yeah.
I was growing up in Compton and getting that version of reality. And then transitioning into like a professional environment.
It made me who I am. It made me humble. You feel me? Because where you come from to where you get to, it's like, stay humble. Don't ever try to, like, you feel me, feel like you better than anybody else. Because I ain't better than nobody. Everybody can get where I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So,
for sure.
Stay humble. Pop your shit. Work hard every day. And that's just it is what it is. Because you feel me, when I'm working with Zeus, I'm forever putting on Compton. Yeah. I just met an Asian doll here in the Caribbean. And she was on FaceTime. Like, he like, oh, where's she? She from Puerto Rico. I'm like, no, I'm from Compton.
Yeah.
I'm from Compton.
You said Asian doll?
Okay, yeah.
So that means you agree with me. When I'm out of town, I'm traveling, when I'm outside, doing whatever I'm doing, meeting people, introduce myself, whatever. I really do not. People will try to correct you and tell me I'm from LA, and I have to, like, stand on it. Like, I'm not trying to be funny or weird, but please don't put Los Angeles, California under my name, because I'm not from there.
It's different.
And it's different. I'm actually from Compton, and that's, like, it means something.
Yeah.
And nobody I'm say, but like, everybody who's not from California, they always say LA.
Yeah,
yeah.
They think
correct.
LA is California.
Yeah, everything correct. And those are exact people I'm talking about. So since I know she knew a lot of people, I'm sure you say Compton, and you literally see that same person drop LA right the fuck off their list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, turn right around like, yeah, this is my homegirl Ash from LA.
No.
Bitch, I told you I'm from Compton. Why would you tell them that? Yeah. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's suspicious.
It's definitely suspicious. LA County. But let's clarify, because you got Watts, you got Compton, you got Carson, you got Long Beach. It's different. It's all different. You feel me? We ain't the same.
You know, I never crossed Artesia until I was like 25.
Dang.
I never crossed Artesia until I was 25.
Damn. That's
I never went to Long Beach. I never had a reason.
But it's like, why?
I'm a Compton Watts baby.
I used to be on a train.
So, like,
Long Beach.
People who went to Long Beach and, like, ventured over into Long, of course.
That's why. Nah. That's the difference between.
That's
the difference between.
We just.
Yeah, what I was going to watch.
Y'all
didn't
have
no reason to go to Long Beach.
Long Beach because my homeboy. My homeboy who stayed in Compton with us, his peoples was from Long Beach. So usually when we go to jump on a train, we go into his people's house.
I feel you.
Compton, high school, jump on high school, bang it all the way out there.
I feel like I'm from both. I'm definitely from both. I'm definitely gonna pop shit from Compton. You feel me? But yeah, Long Beach, I'm with it. You feel me? Compton and Long Beach together.
Now I love Long Beach. I got a lot of friends and family from Long Beach, but when I was growing up, it just wasn't one of those places that I was excited to go to.
Yeah, Long Beach.
For a lot of reasons, their social life was a little bit different.
I knew more about Long Beach's beach before I knew about our beach's beach.
Who's Arby's? Because Compton ain't on the beach.
They talking about Compton. Dockweller.
Dockweller.
I know nothing about Dockweller and that stuff. I knew about Long Beach.
Beach. In the world.
Dockweller. I didn't know nothing about it. I knew about Long Beach. Like,
I never in my life. Let me tell you, even crazier, didn't cross that teacher at 25. I never went to Long Beach until like last year.
Damn.
I never in my life stepped foot on one piece.
That's crazy.
You know what? Long Beach is actually nice. Like,
Long Beach is actually nice. It's nice. Very peaceful.
Yeah.
It was nice. It wasn't expected.
You like it, you a sailor nigga. You feel me? They be pulling up to the sea. The sailor niggas be out there in Long Beach at the clubs. You feel me? No, nigga. The sailor nigga
docking that boat.
With the all white, like a sailor. Sailor. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, C4. They be out there looking for a wife.
Definitely looking for a husband.
Take your ass to motherfucking Long Beach and go out there and get you a sailor. What you waiting for?
She didn't give y'all some good ass advice.
She didn't drop the little jewel on you. Oh, not knowing the date you
might end up in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Right over there, Tequila Jacks.
Tequila Jacks.
I like
you
Tequila
feel me?
Jacks.
They got a new roof, Chris.
Agave. I went to Agave in Long Beach, too. You been to Agave?
It's a spot. Yeah, it's on Pine.
It's around the corner from JP23.
Oh, they got a brunch spot out there.
I'm like, okay, I like Long Beach now.
Where's your pay? You was throwing it back in Long Beach?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I thought you were going to rock it.
You're going to rock the boat.
You irritating.
Yeah, you're going to rock the boat with a sailor.
Hey,
you don't be rocking it for real, niggas. Let them know.
Let them fucking know where you at and who you are.
Auntie in a motherfucking building. We got Open Bar Podcast. We got
show.
FIFO.
Show. I was about to get into the music.
Champagne.
I wanted to get into the music.
Okay, yeah.
She do. She rap. She do hair.
Yeah.
And she do podcast. Police don't even know what knocking her though. She just doing everything. I'm a little slurred now. What's going on?
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Goofy. You all right?
She didn't hit me with two of them.
He might need a little oxtail taco.
he came Taco Tuesday before he had food.
Yeah. I was in there until somebody pissed me off, and then I was just like, I gotta go. Really? You know, I leave with a smile on my face.
That's your face.
Listen, 2024, ain't nobody pissing us off.
Not like that. It
we
was more so like,
that.
I'm out. Where are you at? What made you start rapping? That's what I want to get into.
What made me start rapping? Okay, yeah. So, y'all know, you feel me, Auntie, on the track. You know C4.
Nah, I want to know.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Wait,
I
back in
know.
The day.
They don't know.
Back in the day.
I know.
Because.
I know.
Baseline LIE almost signed the bitch.
You stop.
Baseline LIE almost signed the bitch. Let him know C4.
Yeah. He was about to be signed to Baseline.
Let's get to that.
She used to be in there.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about who. But
I don't give a fuck about who.
What made you start rapping though? Like you back then, I think you was tippy toeing on it, but you ain't
back then. Yeah, back then, probably like 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I was tippy toeing on it. I feel like I was in the studio. Like, didn't y'all have like a whole little like studio and like probably like I feel like it was like OC.
Yeah, we sold the house in Compton, we went to the OC and we had the studio out there too.
And I've been in the studio out there, you feel me? Space Bar 3.
Fullerton.
Yeah. Where I almost left a nigga. Where I did leave a nigga.
Fullerton,
feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so did it start in Compton when we was doing music, or did it start in Fullerton? Yeah.
All that.
Was it before then or was it after that? Or?
No, I feel like it was like Fullerton area. It was definitely Fullerton area.
So you got influenced.
I got influenced
in Compton, and then you started actually tippy toeing on it.
Yes.
In Fullerton.
I was playing around with it. You feel me? I feel like I was low key like an engineer on the low. I mean, I was on the Pro Tools and all that. Bitch was.
We literally had a studio in Compton. Then we had to sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved everything to Fullerton.
Yep.
Then we had a studio out there. So
I was definitely in that studio, and then I felt like after that, I died down. I focused on school, graduating, getting my shit to where I had to be. You feel me?
In order.
And then I started getting into the podcast world, community, and all that. And I'm like, you know, what am I going to do with this space?
Mm-hmm.
What, like, I'm taking a lot of attention and all that. I'm like, I did the intro song for Ace Girls Worldwide with Ladies Night, me and Illa. Shout out Illa.
I love Illa.
Yeah, Ben Illa.
I love Ben
Illa. Yeah. Me and Illa, we did.
fire.
Yes, she is. And she always will be. You feel me?
Yeah, Ella Fly.
Yeah.
I think she's an imitation. And she's the one that imitated me. Like, I was like, all right, I'm out of here. We out of here.
Yeah. Okay, I see
what
we doing. I'm playing. That's a joke.
You know, I'm big on that because my granny been telling me I was beautiful since I was born.
Yeah.
Give people a compliment.
Yeah,
I turned out. I'm doing great.
Like, you, amazing. You a workhorse.
I'm doing it because I can't. Anybody else doing it? What we say earlier, bitch.
You know, when I see you in the pool, I was like, yeah, she taking time out for herself. Yeah.
You know, I was making sure she taking.
You was doing what?
I was embarking with that.
I was literally rooting for you. What the hell? I was like, I see the pool. I was like, yeah.
I went in my phone today, though.
Okay.
I didn't even blow the blunt or nothing. I called the massage bitch. Like, hey.
Massage bitch? She pull up on you or you pull up on her?
I go to her because I like my back right. I like the way it smells in there. It smells so peaceful. Zen-ish. And I like her to call me every month.
Every month.
Girl, get you a subscription.
Subscription.
Bitch, I got Zeus, I got URL, and I got my massage place.
Subscribe.
Spavia.
Subscribe.
And that's crazy.
Matter of fact, yeah, I go, I get a massage maybe once.
I get a lot of massages.
You want me to send you a massage? That's.
I usually go and get my Medicare and my pedicure.
Let me tell y'all.
I need to get a massage though for sure.
Medicare, y'all want to learn how to be a player ass bitch, right?
What's crazy about that?
Let me drop a gem on y'all. Groupon.
Oh, I've been off Groupon back in the day. I got to get back on that shit.
We're going to circle back.
The real player-ass bitches know about Groupon because I will spoil a nigga in massages.
Oh,
maybe 60% off, 70% off nice ones, too.
So you get your nigga a massage from another bitch?
Yeah. No, he don't want a massage from a man. He want a massage from a
You know, nigga but want no massage from no nigga.
I don't want to get a massage from another bitch. I like to get my favorite nigga.
Dude, I can rock the boat myself. Okay? We're trying to get the nigga some healing, okay?
Put some sage on that back.
You
not what?
Sage, nigga. We need all whatever you was on. We need that out the motherfucking door.
Boy, that motherfucking Fabuloso. Make it smell good in this bitch.
Sage them up.
What is that? Pine saw, Fabuloso, eucalyptus. I don't know. Turn it up.
Everything.
Damn.
Everything. Yeah, pine saw.
I think that's big. I think that's very important. I spoil all the men in my life.
I'm doubling back on your ass.
Pine saw. Pine saw that nigga back.
No. What is wrong with y'all?
No, you ain't never had a bitch pine saw your back. You ain't never had a real bitch.
Are you serious right now? You playing, bro. She fucking
playing. Pine saw that nigga back.
That real bitch comment will really have me mistaken.
I had to think about it like, that ain't right.
I'm trying to text his favorite bitch right now. Like, why you never pine sawed my back?
Pine saw that nigga. Yeah, nigga gonna be a little...
You're dropping the jewels.
Okay, get you a Groupon account, bitch, and some pine saw. You'll never be without a nigga. Two things you bitches need to get: Groupon account and some motherfucking pine saw. Okay, bitch. You ever want to get a nigga?
And then she you is insane, man.
Come on, let's double back.
I said manicure and a pedicure. You said that's crazy.
And it is.
For a man to do it?
Why are you getting your nails done? Don't worry about your nails. Worry about me. Get them feet right.
Please
get them feet right.
Ain't you so glad the era of men being comfortable with getting a pedicure by themselves?
Yeah.
I introduced a lot of niggas to it. She didn't sit on it though. That's crazy. Nails, niggas be in there getting that shit done.
I don't like black toes.
That's crazy.
Don't. Me and I got something for you too.
Two things you need: a Groupon account.
Oh my god.
And the tea tree oil. Put the tea tree oil on your feet, babe. It's gonna cure all the things.
Digest that tea tree oil. I heard tea tree oil.
Okay, eat some.
good for everything.
You putting everything else in your mouth.
Y'all get on my nerves with this shit, man.
Might as well heal that motherfucking gut, too.
Yeah. All that.
I'm over
we need healthy pH over here. Bitch,
tea tree oil?
Yeah.
It's important. Tea tree oil is a natural anesthetic. A natural anesthetic. I'm learning something. It's going to do some things.
Eat it.
Yeah, you know, you can eat you some coconut
oil. I'm going to do my research. I fuck with the coconut oil.
You can get you some peppermint oil. Peppermint oil, very, very strong. But put you like 2 drops under your tongue. Mm-hmm. Maybe you won't need a Red Bull.
I'm writing it down.
You won't need a Red Bull.
I'm writing it down.
You'll be up and at them. Literally.
Go get it.
Won't even
look at
you either.
Who does that?
A real nigga.
They promote the shit out of that.
Like blue chews.
A real nigga do it. A real nigga.
Oh, you fuck with blue chews? You fuck with a nigga who do blue chews?
Look, she didn't even hear it.
She didn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Blue chews.
Yeah, I said, who the fuck do blue chews?
I see it so funny.
You said a real nigga do it.
I saw a real nigga eat tea tree oil.
No, you didn't. You said. You was not following. You was not fucking following.
See, you ain't following me.
She's going on. You slow dancing. You over here getting crunk.
Right.
I'm still on step one.
He's still on the
because we straight was like.
You just spit it up one
blue
time.
Chews.
Nah, I ain't on blue chews. I'm on tea tree.
No, blue chews is like the real honey.
Okay, that's
like
the new shit.
Pussy.
They okay. Put that. They put that in there.
Like a blue. I know you know about blue rain.
I do.
Because from where you grew up.
Them at 7-Eleven.
They love these motherfuckers. When I see.
Them at 7-Eleven.
When I being friends with men has probably been the highlight of my life. Remember I just told you this? Niggas is so. Men are so much fun.
They are.
Like, in every aspect that women will find to complain, men will find a remedy that don't make no motherfucking sense. Because
I know a blue rhino. Popping videos.
A blue rhino in the club is crazy. Friend, what is that in your pocket? Oh, it's a blue rhino for later. Whoa, for later.
Later is crazy.
I never tried none of that shit.
None of it. You've always been natural.
You're probably terrified and scared. Because yeah, I know you heard the stories.
No, I ain't heard no story. I just know that. No. I just know that shit supposed to do something extra. And I don't need no extra. What's that?
You don't need no extra.
No.
That's good.
That's amazing.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Who won't they meet to stop working because they want to do some extra shit?
No. Is that what happens eventually? Your meat. Shit stop working?
That's what I heard.
Here, I want to ask you something because we was talking about something earlier today and it brought back like a...
We can talk about it. I mean...
Cut off memory. Have you ever had blue balls?
No.
I gave somebody blue balls before. I never thought it was
it's
real.
Bad.
Damn, I ain't heard of that in like 20 years.
Right? Somebody bring it up the other day and I was
he
like...
He a liar if he said he did that.
No. I felt like he was lying, so I really wasn't taking seriously. But this man really...
I don't even know. How do you detect...
Is that a real thing?
How
blue balls, is that a real thing?
I don't know.
You know, I told him he had trapped gas. I said, you probably got a fart. Like,
yeah.
I really can't believe...
That nigga
believe.
Needs some fucking...
Like,
some,
I don't know. You need some fiber. He
what is that shit
metamucil.
Called? What you put in your water?
Metamucil.
No. You put the... what that
minerals.
Shit called? Minerals, but it's something.
Metamucil.
I can like...
You dissolve it in the water and drink it, and it makes you get soft stool.
I forgot about blue balls.
It's something alkalize your water.
Like go ahead and get it done.
That shit is
if
crazy.
I have to dig up, then I might as well do what
that
I came here to do.
That shit is crazy. I feel
but
so
long time ago.
Bad. I feel so bad right now, Champagne. I ain't even gonna lie because a bitch
who gave blue balls.
Probably a lot of niggas. Oh my god!
Not you over here getting third party victim syndrome.
Oh my god! I forgot. I ain't had blue balls since high school.
You ain't had blue balls? You ain't heard of it?
See, pause.
Yeah, pause.
Pause the mother. Hold up.
Let me turn this bitch up.
Pause. Every time
you say that, I just
want to.
Hey,
turn this bitch up,
nigga. Balls where? Balls.
But yeah. So
we know.
He had blue balls. We had to go to the hospital. He was in
It was how you said it. It was how you worded it.
Fuck, nigga.
Alright.
Blue bills.
Yeah. Blue face.
Blue faces.
Blue face. I got a whole lot of blim.
Blim.
Dim.
Give me another. Can I have another shot? She.
Please get on my level.
I do. I need that.
Please get on my level.
How long you been drinking today?
It's It's very
right now. Don't try to act like I'm an alcoholic.
Alcohol?
Lick.
That was so funny.
Hey.
It's crazy. Hey.
Oh my God.
It's good.
It's my leg.
Some pepper towels back
it's
there.
It's all right.
If we was on your show, somebody would have licked that off your leg.
Right.
They would have. And right. I would have sent the nigga home in an Uber after he licked it. That's just the time I'm on. Because don't be licking my leg in public, nigga. Thank you.
Okay, wait. Back to your expectations for this date. Because he can't lick your leg. So he can't even be that crazy and wild. And you a little wild and crazy.
Don't be crushing in public, nigga. We do that shit when we get home. The fuck?
Oh, you don't like PDA?
I was just about to ask her that. Like, so are you a non-PDA girl?
Yeah. You're like holding hands.
Not too much. Public?
Not too much.
You're a little rough around the edges, ain't you?
Ah, choking nigga. Choking nigga!
You're a little rough around the edges, goddamn. Hold on!
Hold on!
You're shaking the table.
Damn. So you rough around the edges like that? Like, you don't like that song?
Wait!
That's crazy.
Orange court! Child support!
Oh my God!
Nah, I'm just playing. I never put in a child. Would I?
This is the
Would I?
3 hours later.
No, I won't.
Bitch, that's why I'm calling your phone officer. You going on child support?
Make sure you switch your camera. Make sure you switch your camera, man.
Look at C4. This look at C4.
I'm going to be on your keyboard like this.
This look at C4 all for content.
You walked up to the camera and it was still on that one.
Don't do that. It's okay. He doing cool.
He's doing good.
Shout out to Lil Miniature Baby C4.
Yeah. We got Baby C4 in the building.
They call him
Baby C4. Which Will your
girl? Hey.
Will, give him a shout out. Real camera.
Listen.
Shout out to
I need Baby C4 for my next. You feel me? You coming through? Baby C4, you coming through for the next shit? You know I'm good. You know I'm paid.
What's his professional name? He got a professional name yet?
Mm-mm.
We working on it?
I don't know how. What they call you, Messiah?
What they going to call you?
No, you don't want to get into it. Man.
Don't be shy.
Nah, but he know how to ride my motorcycle, so we rode to the pier at 4 o'clock in the morning. What was that, last night?
Is that who you had on your son?
Y'all really be doing fire.
That's who you had on your son.
When I say I'm having a son, I'm having a baby next year. I hate that I'm meeting so many kids.
You know what that was.
No, I didn't know that was your son.
Yeah. That's your son.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's when I was
looking at him. He's small. Look at him. He like, yeah, I did
take
that.
Take this shot.
I did that. You taught him how to pop a willy yet? Mm-mm. Now we popping willies this summer. I took your show. You had to pop a willy. You feel me?
Damn.
I'll be in the back
let me do a what they call it, a shameless drop.
Yeah.
My boy Fieldboy 310. Learn how to pop them willies.
Oh yeah, I don't want to do a willie.
Fieldboy 310. That motherfucker, he know how to look.
On my 400, but I ain't popping a willy on no Harley.
No, Harley, it's
the
classic. But I saw
you seen it?
I saw a willy on the Harley.
They do it.
I saw that racing, but I feel like
they fuck it up though.
Yeah, if you got a Harley, smooth your shit out. You classic. You a G. You feel me? You a OG. Write that shit smooth. You feel me?
I'll be ramming that. I'm like, oh, you fuck.
You ain't gotta do all that in a Harley. You feel me? Be smooth.
She like the old niggas without the pipes.
I like the pipes and the oldies. I want the nigga who got the oldies and the music and the pipe.
She don't want the pipes.
Why did you hit that pipe over the tension? I like when I get to red light and they playing a little Joe LaVert. Anytime I hear Joe LaVert, I immediately want that nigga because.
That's funny.
That's all he got to play.
People forgot about Joe LaVert.
Yeah.
They did.
Let me see where you going.
They did.
I like him. I like Joe LaVert.
Yeah, not a bike. The motorcycle.
All the oldie daddies. But you know, I'm a... Oh, nigga.
Oh, you like them sugar daddies.
You feel me? I mean, if he 50 plus, it's us.
She said, if you 50... That was a bar. She said, if you 50 plus, that's us.
But you know what, Champagne, at this age, Champagne, we can have you or your daddy.
That's what I'm trying to let him know. So, baby, don't introduce me to your daddy and you're weird. Now you're my brother and my son.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
And now I'm stepmama.
At the family picnic.
Bringing the fruit and the salad.
And I don't got to worry about deleting your number, nigga, because I'm going to send you the grocery list.
And I don't got to talk to you, because now I'm talking to your daddy.
Y'all are irritating.
I'm talking to you. I'm telling your daddy about everything that me and you was doing in the club last night. Babe, I was bartending this party. Your son hadn't been there. He was in somewhere. I think seeing him when he was by about us.
Wow. Now me and your daddy been talking about go to your room.
Damn.
And that's what it's gonna be. Behave. Get your shit together. You a little nigga.
Get your shit together. Get your shit together. I be talking to your cool ass dad.
Cause your daddy knows.
Your dad is fun. Your daddy can afford Universal Studios season pass.
You know, your daddy knows what to do. You can come.
Your daddy know where all the popping brunch spots.
Your daddy, you can come with us.
Your daddy know about all them good ass breakfast places that close at 2 o'clock. I like them.
Y'all crazy as hell, bruh.
We
I'm gonna be
real.
That daddy though, so
we talking real. We talking real shit. We talking real shit. We need people to get on the shit.
You a little pinky feather. You on your way. You on your way to being a little pinky feather. I like a little Berkshire pinky feather.
I got a problem. I got a problem. I don't like people like that no more. So
you don't like nobody. I literally be catching you all kind of social scenes, and you be like 4 minutes. You be like, it's crazy. I seen y'all just about to leave. Came by yourself. Like, no, I gotta chuck this. I don't like anything, you know, temperamenting. But yeah. I feel like that's because you're a good nigga. Oh, y'all, I gotta go.
Now we good? All right. Auntie, tell them where to find you at. We about to
we gotta rerun it back with y'all at Open Bar Podcast. You feel me? It's a whole good vibe here. Auntie YouTube, AUUNTIEEE. You feel me? Follow me on Instagram. Same shit. AUUNTIEEE. And yeah, y'all know what the fuck going on, nigga. Auntie.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.